Good morning. Welcome. This is Inside Agriculture. I'm Farm Director Mick Kerr. USDA announces a new crop insurance program designed for agricultural producers using controlled environments in their operations. It's the new Controlled Environment Program from RMA. It's specifically for plants grown in fully enclosed environments, greenhouses, available beginning in the 2024 crop year. Program provides a risk management resource for urban, specialty crop, and organic producers who often use controlled environments as a major part of their operations, which is a quickly growing sector in the nation's food production, and this new option part of USDA's broader effort to support urban agriculture and new and better markets for American producers. A historic change in the U.S. House. Less historic, the National Sorghum Producers Board of Directors re-elected officers and a new director at its annual board and budget meeting. Craig Meeker of Wellington, Kansas, will serve a second term as chair. Amy Francis of Scott City, Kansas, will continue as vice chair. Cody Carson of Texas retains his position as past chair. Sorghum Producers CEO Tim Lust says, as we near more concentrated farm bill debate and other issues pressing sorghum farmers, Craig, Amy, and Cody serve as a shining example of dedication and expertise, guiding us toward a more prosperous and sustainable future for sorghum in the U.S. Longtime Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley blaming Senate Ag Chair Debbie Stabenow for holding up farm bill progress. Grassley says Stabenow refuses to move money around in a farm bill whose spending size was frozen by budget writers.
Unless we can transfer money from one part of the farm bill to another, which until now Stabenow doesn't want to do it, the chances of getting more money for almost anything. And we got 85% of the bill is nutrition.
Separately, Grassley hopes the Supreme Court will overturn a 1980s ruling involving Chevron that gives deference to agency bureaucrats.
There's a good chance that Chevron will be overturned, sending a message to the Congress that we should be more specific in the legislation we write, and then sending a message to the bureaucrats that you can't interpret any statute beyond what the statute itself says.
And pointing to WOTUS, where EPA claims it's abiding by a high court ruling earlier this year, but Grassley claims
can still be manipulated by bureaucrats out the grassroots to say something is a wetland and can't be disturbed when it really isn't a wetland.
And if the Supreme Court overturns the Chevron decision, it will strengthen the checks and balances of government. Let's take a break and update you on how the markets are trading after 10 minutes of day trade. This is Inside Agriculture.